Patient's name is Lawson Allen, first name Lawson, last name Allen. Date of birth is 1/20/2019. Date of service 5/31/2022. History of present illness: this 3-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his dad. His father states mom called him this morning. She said he had a few episodes of vomiting and fever. Mom was also sick over the weekend. However, she did not get out of bed. This morning when she woke up, she did feel a lot better and is now having no symptoms. Patient's fever is reported to be subjective as they don't have any working thermometers at the house, but dad says that he did give Motrin and his temp did go down and patient seems to be a little bit more active. Whenever you ask patient any question, his answer is yes to everything, so we are quite unsure if he has any discomfort. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, heart rate 107, respiratory rate is 20, temp 98.4, O2 99, he weighs 44.8 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His right tympanic membrane is intact. Left tympanic membrane does appear to be a little bit more dull, and he does have some sensitivity with visual inspection. Mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, no visible tonsillar enlargement, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound signs, 4 extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A and attempts, 4 gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, leptotitis media, number 2, febrile illness. Patient will be given a prescription of amoxicillin, weight-based, to take twice a day for 10 days. I did discuss with father doing possible flu, strep, and COVID in the office, but he just was not quite sure whether or not he wanted to proceed with that at this time. I did encourage him to at least do an at-home COVID swab on mom to see if she was positive, because you can assume that if mom is positive for COVID, then patient's probably also positive for COVID, which he has a very low suspicion that either one is positive, because he is not in school and she is a stay-at-home mom. If either of the patients do get sick, though, they're welcome to return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Dad does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time. Also, father was given an option to get a prescription of Zofran for nausea, but he states patient hasn't had any episodes of vomiting and has been able to hold down liquids and food since this morning, and so he did not want a prescription for Zofran.